This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Tesco thinks you're ready for the shaggy king of mushrooms as Lion's Mane hits. UK shelves move over oyster. Slide aside shiitake. There's a new shaggy contender coming for your sauté pan, and Tesco is betting big that British shoppers are finally ready to meet the main event, Heryxium erinaceus, better known as Lion's Mane. Once relegated to dusty health store shelves in powdered supplement form, the brain-boosting, mood-lifting mushroom is now making a bold entrance in its full fluffy glory to Tesco stores nationwide. Priced at £3.75 for 150 grams, it's pitched as both a culinary upgrade and a functional powerhouse. And yes, it looks like something you'd find growing on a Norse god's beard. "We're really excited to be able to offer the next big trend to our customers," said Tesco mushroom buyer Bobby Fletcher, adding, "Lion's Mane has a mildly sweeter taste than normal mushrooms and a tender texture. It's already popular in supplement form. We think it's ready for the dinner plate." This isn't just retail spin. According to NIQ data, functional mushroom supplements, primarily featuring Lion's Mane, have grown over 1,300% in volume in the past year. That's not a typo. While most categories are crawling toward recovery, fungi are leaping, and Tesco isn't foraging alone. Longtime supplier Smithy Mushrooms, based in Ormskirk, Lancashire, is behind the retail rollout. Managing Director John Dorian has seen firsthand how the mushroom market has mutated, thanks in large part to the plant-based boom. "Oyster mushrooms changed the game," John Dorian says. "They're not a side dish anymore. They're the star of the meal. Lion's Mane has that same potential. Tender, juicy, slightly savoury, and proudly grown here in the UK." Smithy Mushrooms recently doubled its production with a second growing site and even began manufacturing its own substrate and spawn to guarantee quality fungal vertical integration, if you will. From a chef's perspective, Lion's Mane doesn't just look good, it behaves. Tear it, slice it, crisp it. Some say it mimics crab or lobster in texture, making it a go-to for plant-based seafood lovers. Others just sauté it with butter, garlic, ginger and cream, like in Smithy's in-house recipe, and slap it on bruschetta. Either way, it's not trying to be meat. It's just trying to be magnificent. So where does this trend sit in the grand timeline of mushroom mania? We've moved from buttons and cups to shiitake and oyster. Enoki flirted with foodies. King Trumpet had its moment. But Lion's Mane brings more than novelty. It brings function and form. As adaptogens and nootropics move into the mainstream, the functional mushroom category is collapsing the wall between medicine cabinet and pantry shelf. This is more than a novelty SKU. It's a quiet supermarket-level signal that mainstream retailers are now willing to experiment with non-animal, non-processed, naturally functional whole foods that offer both taste and story. And Tesco, historically a cautious innovator, just sent up the fungal flare. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.